sure that this is something the board wanted to do before I sign it, and give me approval to sign it on the board's behalf.
Now, is this just entering in so they can share information with us, basically? Because we're not paying anything, I mean, or what is the...
Are
you going to have to put in, like, effort and time to enter information yourself? I want to make sure they're not going to put anything on us that way.
No, I think it benefits us.
Okay.
We're not paying anything, but it's also saying in here that they'll provide it, that they'll, in other words, they'll talk to me. Like, if I have questions now, when some of these labs that our licensees use, they won't talk to me. So, this is positive.
Okay, yeah. As long as we're on that, I just want to...
If we have questions, then we could ask them, and they would tell us.
Okay, so I make sure I'm not getting into like, okay, well, you have to go into the portal and enter this information, and then we can do it. We're putting that burden on you guys, but
no, I appreciate that.
So, okay.
Yeah. Right. I will have access to a portal. I actually already do.
It's not perfect.
But it's just to see things.
Cool.
Victoria should actually be taking a load off your plate and the board's plate, correct? To do this monitoring and testing?
I don't know that it does that. It's just a different vehicle to get the information.
They do the monitoring of it, correct?
They report results.
They're doing what I'm not.
Okay.
Just make sure we're using monitoring the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're monitoring her in the way, like, are they, you know, I'm not sure how to look at that. Because Community Bridges was tied to counseling and things like this. Yes, this is not.
This is just testing.
It's just testing.
Thank you for the clarification. I read their testing at home, a booklet, and I haven't figured how they do that for certain tests, if you know what I mean.
Some of those tests, which you may be referring to, he explained to me that there's a DNA component of certain things that they can know it's actually the person who's a test subject. So if the board is so inclined to formally, you know, direct me to sign this agreement on your behalf, I'd be lovely.
So moved.
Second.
Charles
Baker.
Thank you.
Aye.
Section 5, number 8, board may review, discuss, and take action on information regarding residential address change notification for Carly H. Valentine Media. Supplement 1, Victoria.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is kind of a follow-up from an informal interview the board had last month, and that informal interview, the board dismissed the case against Dr. Carla Valentine and issued a letter of concern related to her failure to notify the board of an address change of residence within 20 days as required. During that informal interview, she told the board that day that she would update her address. There was a lot of discussion about where she lived and what her address was. I had to send the letter of concern, so I sent it to the address in Sedona. Tracy had been trying to reach her with a new complaint and with no response. Tracy emailed her with no response until, I believe, today, and Tracy can speak to that. Tracy, you want to give a little update on about the address change as of today?
And the letter of concern was returned.
Sent me an email saying that as of today, she provided her current address. And it did say as of today she lived here in Virginia. And then she also did respond to the complaint that I had been attempting to get her to respond to for months.
But she only provided the address because Tracy directly asked her in an email today. Otherwise, we probably still would not have it.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
She had asked about when she needed to respond to a complaint that had been filed. Since she had just now received the letter, and I said, well, it's past due, so I needed it as soon as possible, and also that she has not yet provided her current residence address, and then so she didn't respond with her address.
So this is exactly our concern about people not updating their addresses, because we're trying to send them information from the board and complaints, and they haven't updated their address. And she said that she was going to, and she didn't.
So we have an address to send a new open case.
You could for the town.
So I want to just clarify. I didn't hear whether the letter of a concern was received.
No, it was not received.
It was returned to us.
It has not been returned yet.
Yes.
But it probably will. Sometimes it literally takes months.
Okay, great. I think that's very opportune, and we should take advantage of that and rescind the letter of concern and instead find a file.
Have to open a new case, or?
Yeah, and instead open a new case for a violation of 3222-3218 for providing false information to the board while under oath in an informal hearing.
But we're not rescinding the letter of concern.
We're rescinding?
No, because that's already done. So that's part
no,
of the record.
No, it came back. It wasn't delivered.
Well, yeah, but it's still
it was
a court
issued.
Order.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That was issued.
What we can do is open up a new complaint based upon the misinformation.
Okay, and just let the letter of concern stay?
Yes, for
okay.
the
But
that's
evidence
draw my
for
motion.
This, too.
Okay.
Because that's evidence for this when it gets returned, also.
Yeah.
And okay. the address change problem is still part of
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
it's.
Well, that's what
the same case again. But
yeah.
now.
So the motion is simply to open a new case.
Second.
Regarding that violation.
Second.
All right.
Yep.
Wait, so that is okay?
Yep.
I'm sorry, we're opening a new investigation for failure to provide us the address timely. And
I got it from Mark. The citation?
Yeah, and her misrepresentation to the board at the last meeting that she would promptly provide the new address to the board.
That day, yeah.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Now, another question. We still have to go through the whole procedure for that.
Yes.
I mean, could you, never mind, I'll ask next month.
We could just go straight to the board.
Okay.
Okay, section 5, number 9, board, if we can head this.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so section 5, number 9 is pended. Let's see, section 6, number 1, review and approval of minutes, August 21st, 2024, regular session. Dr. James Abstain.
I make a motion to approve August 21st, 2024, regular session minutes.
Second.
And second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Number 2, August 21st, 2024, executive session. Dr. James Abstain.
I make a motion to approve August 21st, 2024, executive session minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Passes.
Number 3, September
18,
2024, regular session minutes.
Abstaining. Dr.
Thompson. I'll make a motion to approve September 18, 2024, regular session minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. And then number 4, September 18, 2024, executive session. Dr. Thompson is abstaining.
I will make a motion to approve September 28, 2024, executive session.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Consent agenda. I'm refused from C1.
So, can we do this one now?
How would you see one?
I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda removing A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A6, A9, A8, A10, A11, A15, A16, A17, A18, A19, A20, A21, A22, A23, A24, A25, A26, A27, A28, A29, A30, A31, A32, A33, A34, A35, A36, A37, B1, B2, B3, and C1.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I make a motion to approve any compliance for A2, A4, A5, A9, and B1.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes.
And I make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A1, A3, A6, A8, A10, A11, A15, A16, A17, A18, A19, A20, A21, A22, A23, A24, A25, A26, A27, A28, A29, A30, A31, A32, A33. A35, A36, A37, B2, and B3.
Second.
All in favor? favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
And do you want to do the other one, Dr. Jane, for C1? All right, you're not calling it out. I make a motion to approve C1 with Ms. Ross abstaining.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Section 8, summary of current events. It's Veterinary Technician Appreciation Week. We appreciate you, Tracy.
Hey, thanks.
It's actually official now, something from this.
The state did it. It was really funny though, because it was issued, the proclamation was for the 15th through the 21st, but the week is actually the 13th through the 19th. So it's kind of cute because Arizona's dancing to its own beat.
Well, I guess it's she's trying to do Sunday.
It was Tuesday. I don't know. It's probably just the day she signed it or said, you know, the day the proclamation actually happened. Because the week starts on a Saturday, but then.
Yeah,
so.
It's hard to do.
Anyway,
cool.
But I was
awesome.
Saying,
good job.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ross.
And then section 9, calls to the public. Do we have any public we need to call? The public left.
I don't think there's any public outside. I'll check.
No public. 10, establishment of future meeting dates. Next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, November 20th, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom B, Phoenix, Arizona, 850-7. One board members may appear telephonically. And 11, do we have a motion to adjourn? We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Passes.
I ate it when I was in training. I had a sandwich. That's okay, because I have sauerkraut, so just be prepared. Because, you know, that's, I'm in my... I'm in that phase.
I know you missed the one, though. It's really great.
I didn't.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Th